tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here during another AfterBuzz TV after show for MTV's Teen Wolf Season 5, Episode 9, Lies of Omission. I'm your host, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at CinematicScape on Twitter and at Cinematic_Escape on Instagram. I post a lot of pictures of dogs, none of which are mine. Joining us from TV's Are You the One, Ryan Malady.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back. I'm Ryan Malady. You can follow me at Ryan Malady on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I also snap pictures of dogs, none of which are mine. You can also...
Poser!
Tell a poser we want you in here.
Yeah, we're going to get him in here someday.
Tweet at him.
Yeah, tweet at everybody. Tweet at us. Also, come into the live chat here at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. If you are on Twitter throughout the week, shoot us a tweet at hashtag ABTVTeenWolf. Because we keep our eyes open for that stuff. We love to hear from you. And this is Brittany.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Brittany Bald. You guys might know me from MTV's The Challenge in Season 1 of Are You the One with this crazy mofo
right here.
You guys can check me out at Brittany Baldy on all social media. And also Tuesday nights, if you guys want to come down to karaoke on
Sunset Boulevard. I'm going.
She's coming tonight, I think. Saddle Ranch on Sunset.
Stop.
It's fun.
Believing. I can't sing. But I'll be there.
Yeah,
okay. So come hang out.
Okay. Guys, episode 9. What?
What?
We only have one more episode.
Lies of Omission.
What's happening? Everyone's lying. What did you guys think of that, like, monologue in the beginning? It was so sad. And I was like, that's how I used to walk down the high school hallway. I was, like, saying my own monologue, like, something bad's coming.
High school is a serious thing.
Yeah.
I thought the beginning opening scene was really interesting because it's almost like Scott knows that something bad is about to happen. Him with the asthma, they keep bringing that up, so there has to be some type of significance with that. And him just saying, I feel like something bad's going to happen. I feel like in this episode, things really started to unfold.
I definitely agree. And people on the interwebs are speculating, again, they always do this, that Scott is weakening because, like, last season, Tyler weakened Hecklin right before he turned into, like, a full wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're thinking that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Light Angel in the live chat says, even before he said anything, Scott is so weak. And it's interesting because we're seeing this character that became such a strong alpha over so many seasons kind of revert back to the character that he started off with, you know, in season one. Is kind of like almost unsure of himself, you know, not as strong of an alpha, you know, resembling character. He's getting his asthma is coming back strong, and he doesn't have the confidence in himself that he used to have.
Where is it?
Senior year is tough.
Sucking it out
even
of him.
For an alpha.
The dread senior year is sucking it out of him.
Is he still in AP Bio?
I don't know. I think he's just given some classes. Scott, get back to class. Speaking of class, Lydia Martin's mom, yeah. Natalie, Susan Walters, who we had in studio last week. If you didn't see it, go watch it.
Susan obviously knows. And Lyndon Ashby.
Yeah, Lyndon. Yeah,
Lyndon. Sheriff Stilinski.
Check out the last couple episodes. They were great. But yeah, Susan's, it was great how she didn't even flinch.
Yeah, when she saw Malia's blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously she knows what's going on in town.
She knows what's up.
Yeah. Why do you guys think that she's pretending she doesn't?
It's one of those things where if you pretend something isn't there, then it goes away. If you pretend a problem doesn't exist, you know? Like most of my bills.
Yeah. She's probably the woman that, like, has nightmares about it at night, so she's dreaming about it, but during the day, like, her conscious mind just, like, puts it off to the side, like Ryan's saying.
Yeah, you gotta be, if you're the adult and you're the parent, you gotta be that strong, sturdy figure. You can't be too concerned with the problems that the kids are dealing with because you're supposed to be there for them when they need you.
I think, like, as a mother, she's upset that, you know, her kid doesn't get to have a childhood I don't know, personally, and she just wants them to have, like, that normal life, you know? And it's, like, right before they go off to college, and it's, like, they're not even in class.
Yeah.
Somebody's not going to pass, right? And they're not going to be able to go to college. But anyway, moving on. So what is going on with the super moon, I'm sorry, and the Dread Doctors? Like, I don't even know. What were they saying? Perigee?
It's a perigee.
Perigee.
So the moon orbits around the Earth in a slightly elliptical shape. It's not a perfect circle. Ooh. So at some points, the moon is closer to the Earth. And
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's right.
Bill
Nye. Okay. So how it works is at sometimes the perigee is when the moon is at its closest point in its orbit, and an apogee is when it's furthest away. If the moon is a full moon, when it's at its closest point in orbit, the perigee, then it's considered a supermoon. And a supermoon, it looks like, you know, 10 or 15% bigger in the sky, but I would imagine that having a full moon that's closer to the Earth is going to have more of a supernatural effect on the town, and that's what the Dread Doctors are waiting for.
Okay, thank you. The more you know. I know more now about... Well, I mean, that makes sense. Thank you, but I don't know if I ever needed to know that much.
Everyone needs to know. Science is important. Astronomy is awesome.
So I want to throw this out. People are saying on the interwebs, they're speculating again, that Hayden is Theo's sister, which is why he doesn't want her dead, which is why he possibly took her to the Dread Doctors and turned and, like, gave her to them to make an experiment. What do you guys think about that theory?
Hayden?
Yeah,
Hayden. I have written down, I'm like, Theo yelling at the Dread Doctors to keep Hayden alive. That was, like, one of my main points that I wrote down. It's definitely important. Yeah, that could be brother and sister.
People are speculating. Because, I mean, we didn't get that other shot of him looking at his sister die, so I don't know. I mean...
Oh.
We didn't get the reverse.
That's a very good point, because, all right, so before we were looking at these holes in the park near the Nematon, right? Mm-hmm. Where we found that necklace that belonged to Theo's sister, perhaps.
And we thought it was Tracy's.
Oh, was it Tracy's? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have these holes of these bodies that obviously left these holes. These, maybe they were Chimera experiments back in the day that were left to brew and came back into the world.
So maybe Theo's sister brewed a bit longer?
Maybe that's why...
It's like Pet Cemetery?
That's an interesting theory. I mean...
Pet Cemetery.
I don't know, but then again, I mean, Hayden's been around since sixth grade at least, right?
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Did her nose start running mercury this episode, too?
It did. So it's like, normally that means a failed experiment, so she's failed, and...
She's failed. This girl, Beth. She failed. She's dead.
And some kid, Corey.
Beth's dead. Corey.
Yes.
Corey's benching it like a boss, and then...
He was invisible.
He took too much pre-workout, and now he's spilling mercury out of his face.
That's what happens.
The Dread Doctor just eliminated
by the Dread Doctor.
Beth's neck. Do you see that?
Yeah, in daylight. So much for saying that, like, the Dread Doctors don't come out in the day. You're not safe. You're not safe.
They come right to school.
They come right to you.
They don't care where you are.
Snap your neck off.
You're not safe.
Middle of a dental appointment? The Dread Doctors are just...
Yeah, they
just
do look like dentists, huh?
They do.
Anyway.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I didn't really realize that they had any kind of human quality other than two arms, two legs. But in the beginning of the episode, you see the Dread Doctor kind of rolling up his sleeve, and it's a human arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so these guys were, at one point, much more... They're much more human than we kind of give them credit for.
I like that Corey was invisible, though, and then saw the Dread Doctors go invisible. So that's something we haven't seen in this show before. That was really cool. So if Hayden doesn't die and she has that power, it'd be pretty awesome.
I want that power. Just go invisible.
So sick. I feel like you'd know too much. Like, Bliss is pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Let's not know.
True.
Do you think that Hayden's going to be... Was it bit by Scott? Do you think Scott's going to turn her?
Scott said no, and I was surprised by this. I mean, this is obviously, we can talk about Theo's plan. So Theo wants a pack. I thought he wanted Hayden as part of his pack. We still don't know if it's a sister. But I don't think Scott's going to bite her, and she might die, because what else would make Liam that upset that he would challenge Scott next episode and try to kill him, other than Hayden dying? So I don't know if Hayden's gonna make it, because I feel like Liam needs a good enough motivation to try to kill Scott, which would be Scott not biting Hayden and Hayden dying. Because you don't mess with a man's first love.
What are they saying in the chat? They're saying
yeah.
they want it?
Do they agree?
Well, Howling Wolf says that Theo...
Howling Wolf, what Howling, a name.
Right? It's very appropriate. Howling Wolf says, Theo has a plan to get Liam to kill Scott so he can kill Liam and become an alpha. And Hayden was a key part in said plan. Very well articulated. Thank you, Howling
Wolf. Nice. I like that.
Yeah, that's about right. You know, if you kill the alpha, you become the alpha. I just don't know, why doesn't Theo just do it himself? Because he wants a pack, and who's going to follow a guy who kills a beloved leader?
Yeah, he's obviously lying to everyone, and everyone was calling him the prettiest little liar. Because he's from that show, and he's lying.
A for alpha. Inside Pretty Little Liar joke. Hope you got it.
Let's talk about Styles' Wendigo bite that we had that close-up on. Do you guys think that he's going to become something supernatural? What's going to come from that Wendigo bite?
To me, it just looks like a crazy scab. He's probably going to turn into something wacky, though. Oh, God, we love Styles.
I know.
I don't know. I'm still on the whole... Skiles relationship fallout. I can't even begin to talk about Styles without feels.
It was like El Nino in that scene. Like crazy rain coming down on Styles and Scott during that moment. And it was like, bro, just communicate. Just like tell him the truth.
Tell him. You didn't kill him. You defended yourself, and you didn't. I mean, honestly, Styles, he couldn't have known what would have happened by pulling that pin. He was just trying to get the guy off his back. He happened to die.
Yeah, but
why can't
he
just tell him that?
But wasn't there a conversation between Theo and Scott in the car, and they mentioned it was self defense at one point, but because he kept hitting him so many times at that point, it's hatred. So it was self defense, but also he was taking out his hate.
Right, so
I don't
Scott's
remember it. Can we talk about for a second though if that's exactly what happened? Because I don't remember. So I know the thing went through him, but I don't remember when Styles didn't kill him when he did that with the wrench. That was just him like hitting him beforehand when he got attacked.
Yeah, I don't know. Donovan died because of a pole that fell off of the scaffolding and speared him.
Right.
After that, Styles left in shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then the body was gone.
Theo
is telling Scott that Styles brutally murdered this guy with a wrench. Scott's under the impression that Styles like freaked out and killed Donovan because Donovan was after him and his dad. In reality, that's not the case,
so
but there's a miscommunication.
Asshole.
Well, yeah, Theo's a master manipulator.
Yeah,
he's telling Scott one thing, and he's even telling
Stilinski he saved his son.
Right? So he saved Stilinski and his son's relationship, I guess. What is he doing?
He wants to be the hero in everyone's eyes. He wants to be trusted by everyone. And he wants to get Scott alone, and he's pretty much done that. Scott has nobody, so he's turned to this Theo, which is as a last resort. I want to talk about what Styles does say to Scott, though. He says, not all of us are true alphas. He says, some of us are human. Some of us have to get our hands bloody. Some of us are human. And I thought that was good. Because it's like we don't have supernatural powers as humans, or it might be easier for us and our cops not to kill people, you know, that are coming after them. It would be if they had superhuman strength, if they had, you know, true alpha abilities, it might be easier for them to wound and sustain people rather than, you know, kill them, like Styles is saying. So I get that.
But then again, with power comes the possibility to abuse that power.
Of course.
You know, even we've seen, even in the news nowadays, police aren't perfect people. They should be more morally upstanding. They should have the superhero badge, you know. But a lot of times, you know, humans are erred.
We all are erred with fear. So it's like, in that moment, we act out of fear. And I would never be an officer because you just never know.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
That's really good. I mean, everyone always says fly, right? But, like, that's not going to help the world. You can't help the world by flying. So, so what are we doing to help the world?
Are you trying to help the world?
I want you to teleport.
Of course. Tell you want to teleport?
Fuck yeah, I do. Oh, my bad.
I want to explore space. So I want a superhero power to explore space, because I think that would help, because we're killing our planet, so we need to find another one.
You want
to teleport take there. Everyone to space.
Wormhole?
Yeah.
You want a wormhole?
I just want to explore other planets so that, you know, when we do destroy this one, we have somewhere else to go.
Oh, when we destroy this one. Not if, but when.
But when.
The inevitable demise of the human race is coming.
I don't think it's a secret.
No?
No. Did you have a superhero power that you want before we move on back to the show?
Yeah, I want the power to shoot ice out of one hand and...
Fire?
Bubble gum.
And
the other.
Tasty beverages out of the other.
We'll make them cold. Okay. So, let's get back to the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just upset that Styles and Scott didn't have a real conversation about, like, communicating. Like, if they're such best friends, like, this is not how you communicate. Like, neither one of them is saying what they really want to say. I guess they're both sort of just in shock and trying to process the whole thing still. But, like...
It's like a Ben Stiller movie. You know what? He always gets himself in that situation where it's awkward. And all it takes is to sit down, have a few words, open communication, and everything will be sorted out. But then you wouldn't have a lot of drama, and we need that. We need that in our lives. The thing is, Scott, you know, Styles is under the impression that Scott knows the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so he's not comfortable talking about it. He's not going to go ahead and relive it. He's just going to assume that Scott knows what happened and hope that he forgives him. It's unfortunate that Scott thinks that what happened is a lot worse than what actually did. So I hope that they end up communicating. I doubt they will. I think that Styles is going to have to come back and prove himself in another way.
And well, he's obviously fights Theo next episode, so I think
hopefully it's a shirtless fight.
That's what we really want in this show. Just, not justice, we just want bodies, naked bodies.
Pillow fights,
we should have a pillow fight next week.
Yeah. You mean you weren't prepared?
He's like, I'm ready.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here next week. This will be my last episode. Oh, guys, I'm going to miss you. Until next...
You can call in, though.
Yeah, you can call us.
You can always call
in. Yeah, I'll give you a call.
You can call us at 424-256-1729. If you have a question for us or tweet at us. We love you guys. Download, rate, subscribe.
That's fruit punch.
We love you. Okay. Getting back to the show, Parrish... He turns himself in. Like, they finally find the Nevaton. He tells Lydia, I lied to you about my dream. It's not just one body or a few bodies I'm taking there. It's a heck of a lot of bodies.
Like, it's hundreds of bodies.
It's hundreds of bodies. Did you guys see that tree? Like, the bodies were, like, forged into the tree. Like,
into
they were becoming
stump.
The tree.
It's like into a tree stump.
Like,
so creepy.
Do we need to play, like, Jenga with bodies in order for the tree to grow again?
Oh.
I don't know. Doesn't sound good.
But I want to ask, why aren't these bodies, like, decomposing?
So it looked like they kind of were.
It looked like they were decomposing into the tree.
Yeah.
Maybe the tree's going to turn into something.
Maybe it's going to turn into one of those Pocahontas weeping willows.
And actually weep?
Weep Jesus.
No, honestly, from I thought it was a very upstanding thing that Parrish did by turning himself in and locking himself. At first, I wasn't quite sure if he was aware of what he was doing. I wasn't sure, you know, what his intentions were, if he was hiding stuff, you know, if he had an alternative, you know, motive. But knowing now that he was finally aware of what he's capable of and that he doesn't want to be, he's locking himself in a cell, now we know where Parrish stands, and I like him again.
Yeah.
Yay.
But little prediction, that full moon is not going to keep Parrish in that cell. I mean, he's getting out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, super moon. It's coming.
Like, so I liked what Lydia said. Maybe he's the protector of the town more than a deputy. He is actually protecting the town from these secrets. What did you guys think about Lydia's kind of theory?
Sorry, I was reading in the chat.
I saw somebody was like, Ryan, be my husband. It made me laugh.
Oh, jeez.
Sophia. Maybe someday.
So that's not the show.
No, Gene Felipe said the bodies on the Nemeton really look like sacrifices to me.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And that is a great point. When you're sacrificing something, it's for a higher power. Mm-hmm. What could this higher power be?
Right.
That's my question.
I mean, the Nemeton, it's a beacon for the supernatural, so maybe it's hungry. I don't know. Tweet us if you guys have predictions. I kind of liked what Lydia was saying, her theory about he's protecting the town by taking all the bodies there and keeping the secret from the town. But it's got to be something more than that, obviously. We wouldn't just get it in, like, Lydia spinning it out there. But I was excited we got to see a little bit of her badassery when she was fighting Parrish, trying to get him to remember. So that was fun. Mm-hmm. Stilinski took it well that Parrish was the one stealing the bodies. I wasn't quite sure what he was going to do or how it would react, but he seemed to handle it well, and he got the UV light out.
Oh, yeah, I liked how he did that. He's like, let's start using the UV light. It reminded me of, like, CSI.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good idea. And then he tracks the mercury. And what else do you guys want to talk about? I want to ask you guys why Scott doesn't give Hayden the bite. Why do you think? Why doesn't he turn her? Why doesn't he save her life? He could save her life. Was he fearing by not saving her life? Or, like, why wouldn't he turn her? Does he think it's going to hurt her and she could die from the bite? Because obviously that's always...
Yeah, that's the thing. She's not in any particular position to just turn into a werewolf. I mean, we don't know what she is. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what these dread doctors are up to. Maybe that's exactly what they want him to do. Maybe that's what they need him to do in order to complete their master plan.
Yeah.
So Scott's, you know, hesitation and his conservation might be exactly what... Hayden needs in order to really live.
I was just surprised he said no so fast. I was like, he didn't think about that one at all.
He just doesn't like hurting people.
I know, but this was hurt to save, you know? But I think, you know, Scott, he's going to kill someone at some point.
Daniel Rudy suggests that the bite doesn't always work.
So, and it could kill her.
And it could kill her.
Yeah, and I think he doesn't want to be at the end of that death, especially with everything else that's going on with Styles.
Speaking of Styles, I thought it was really interesting. Do you guys remember the flashback? It was almost like a vision or a premonition of Styles seeing himself losing Mercury with, like, a rod going through him. What was that all about? It was interesting.
I think he was thinking about the reverse, what if it was him kind of thing.
Remember when Dr. Valak said, you know, that monster's in the other cell next to him portrays those spirits that are still lingering or attached to you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Donovan's,
that's good.
Supernatural spirit is kind of following Styles around, especially with that bite that he gave him. You know, maybe there's still something lingering, and it's kind of haunting him in a way. It's going to come back to bite him.
What do you guys think of Liam? Oh, Jesus. What do you guys think of Liam and Hayden's Mercury kiss? I mean, it was really, like, hot and sexy until her nose started bleeding.
I think it's funny how high school relationships accelerate so quickly. You know, they hate each other so much, and then they're friends in peril.
It's really love. That hate is all really love.
Yeah. Maybe that's
fun puppy love.
So what are you saying? Are you love me?
I do.
Oh, I love you too. I thought it was cute. And it's unfortunate that as soon as we get a little glimmer of love and light, then all of a sudden it goes downhill so fast.
That's pretty much how it is, kids.
That's how Teen Wolf grows. That's
how it is in real life, too.
Young love.
As soon as it's great, it's also bad. Like, right away, it doesn't last.
That's why we're all single.
Hurrah. Yeah.
So we're all single, and that's what we're going to be.
Since we are single. Let's have an AfterBuzz TV dating show with all the hosts.
Or just cover, like, after the date, come in after our date and talk about it. So how was your date?
Yeah. Well, it would have to be, like, live, so, like, the fans could see it. And us, like, dating competition.
Bring in our date and put him on the couch.
Maybe.
But, like, so you didn't reach for your wallet fast enough there, bud. What was that about? I mean, I was going to offer to pay.
You know, that's the thing. We haven't seen any of these guys take the females out in this show. What's up
with
that?
They just make out and fight.
Sheriff Stilinski was totally down.
He was down. He was the only one.
And then it hit the fan.
Yeah.
So that it just goes to show. You know,
there's no dates in Beacon Hills.
No.
Are there even any restaurants? Really?
There's... No, I don't think so.
Guys, where is Deaton? Did the Desert Wolf, like, kidnap him?
Oh, there's a lot of missing characters right now.
A lot of missing pieces.
Kira wasn't in this episode either, was she?
No,
Kira? Kira's... I mean, we got that whole, like, flashback to her relationship with Scott. Who knows when she's coming back? I don't know if she went to work on another project or what, but, like, I feel like they normally only go through character flashbacks whenever the characters are leaving.
Mm.
So it's like, what is going on there? We don't
question.
Know.
What do you guys think?
Is this all still a flashback?
Yeah.
Really?
Where this whole season has been one big flashback.
Yeah, so I guess next week we're going to end up in Eichen House with Dr. Valak and Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia. Remember the very first episode, Lydia's, you know, kicking ass, taking names. And then she gets put on the couch. Did you like that?
Yeah.
That's how.
Can you show us some moves later? I have a date.
I've been training with Spider-Man.
I should know self-defense for later. Just kidding.
I think I could like the Spider-Man hands out to it.
Yeah, I mean, are you gonna try to walk up and fight this?
No, definitely not.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna call the cops, guys. With that, let's go ahead and go into predictions.
Predictions. Wrap the crazy lights.
It's happening in my head. I don't know why it's not happening here, guys. I think we need to make our final predictions for season 5A. What is the end here? I mean, obviously Scott's not gonna die. No way. So,
Scott's not dying.
But he's not gonna kill Liam. So, like, who's gonna come in and save the day?
I think the supermoon is going to cause a lot of chaos right here at the finale. It's not going to wrap up any loose ends. It's just going to offer a lot more questions, and I'm excited because it's going to give 5B a really energetic start to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to wrap up at
It's all. Not going to wrap up, but we need some answers, like, is Hayden Theo's sister, I guess, does Hayden die, and does Scott find out the truth about Styles? Do they have a conversation? What is Parrish doing?
You remember Theo and the scene with his fake parents?
Yeah. We never saw them again.
We never saw them again, so we don't really even know where Theo came from.
No.
You know,
I feel like they should at least wrap that up this season. Just because there's so many questions about him, and he's been in a lot of this season.
Yeah. Where's the Desert Wolf? We saw her for, like, a glimpse, and Malia didn't meet her.
I think she might make one more little appearance in this next episode.
Yeah. I mean, we saw in Lydia's those little flashbacks, and we've seen most of them, but we did not see the Liam and Scott fight, which we'll see next week. And then we didn't see when Malia's, like, hiding and the Desert Wolf is, like, coming around a corner. So I guess that's also next week.
Yes, we're going to see a chaotic killing of chimeras in the climax.
And I want to see if Styles going to turn. Is he going to beat Theo? I think Theo's going to be a part of next season, so I think he will survive. But someone's going to die. Someone always dies. Probably nobody we know. guys, thanks for joining us every week. You're amazing. We're trying to get Tyler Posey in. Arden was supposed to join us this week, but couldn't. So tweet at Tyler. Tell him you want him in studio. We've been trying to get him. He's super busy, as you guys know, but
then
tweet at me at Cinematic Escape. Ryan, where can we follow you?
You guys can follow me at Ryan Malady. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Go ahead and tweet us at ABTV Teen Wolf. We're going to keep our eyes open for that. Throw up some comments on the YouTube page. We love reading those. Give us a thumbs up if you like us. And thank you so much. This has been a fun season. I will be calling
thumbs
in next
up.
Week.
Woo!
And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Where can we follow you?
I'm Brittany Baldy. You guys can find me on all social media. Check out my Snapchat because Ryan and I throw up some funny stuff in there sometimes too.
Yeah.
We're always joking around. We live together if you guys didn't know that.
Oh.
Rosie, not like that. I'm just roomies. Yeah. Have fun, guys. Yeah. See you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. See you next Tuesday at 7.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Ow, ow.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.